So Lord, we just want to thank you for this opportunity to hear from you. Thank you for this wonderful service. It's for you. And we thank you, Lord, that you respond to our worship by giving us revelation, by imparting to us light, so that we can grow more in our love and understanding of you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So, Laura has kind of set the scene, you know. We have practiced, we have learned how to share our faith. And if you remember, we've been, from about two Sundays ago, we've been looking at seven Sundays on how to be a witness for Jesus. So we know that we've been chosen to be a witness. We know that we've been authorized to be a witness. But today we're going to be looking at what it means to pray for witnessing opportunities. So if we do know how to share our faith, we need opportunities to be able to do so. But before we look into the technicalities of that, next slide, please. Oh, let's slide on. Before we look into the technicalities of that, I just want to quickly tell us a story. And it's a story from the Bible. It's a story from Genesis 24. Now, Abraham, we do know Abraham, was very, very old. And he wanted a bride for his son Isaac. So he calls his oldest servant, Eliezer. And he says, Eliezer, I want you to go to my family, my clan, and get a bride for my son. Because I don't want him to marry from where we are. I want him to marry from home. So he sends Eliezer, and Eliezer went to what is now northern northern Iraq, but it was Mesopotamia at the time, to look for the bride. So Eliezer went to the spot where girls would normally hang out, which was the well. So in the evenings, girls would go to fetch water and obviously have time to talk about things. So that was the social space where girls hung out. So he took he and his men and their camels to a well. But before anything happened, or before anyone showed up, Eliezer prayed. He prayed for an opportunity to meet the right girl. Let's look at his prayer. He said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, please give me success this day and show kindness to my master Abraham. Behold, here I stand by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming out to draw water. Now let it be that the young woman to whom I say, please, let down your pitcher that I may drink, and she says, drink, and I will also give your camels a drink. Let her be the one you have appointed for your servant Isaac. And by this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master. So he prayed this prayer. And just as he was about to say amen to that prayer, some girls came around. And one of them was Rebecca. And the conversation ensued, and you can read the entire chapter to find out how it happened. But I love that story. It means a lot to me personally, but I love that story. So what has this got to do with praying for witnessing opportunities? We'll examine that at the end. But from our readings this morning, we find Paul praying for witnessing opportunities. Paul was a man of prayer, and he prayed for witnessing opportunities, opportunities to share his faith, even when he was in prison.
So next slide, please. The first thing Paul says in the reading from Ephesians, he said, pray that God gives me the right words. Pray that God gives me the right words. So it's important when we want to share our faith that we're able to share with the right words. Because we can assume people know what we're talking about. I can talk about the atonement, I can talk about forgiveness, redemption, all the things that we as Christians probably understand. But somebody who is not Christian will find that Christianese, like we say, it will sound like a foreign language with foreign concepts. So we need to know to be able to speak the right words. When we were doing the exercise just earlier on with Leo, Leo said, it depends on who you're speaking to. So if you that person says, why are you a Christian? And you go off into, you know, I was once lost, now I'm found. You know, to a Christian, yeah, that totally makes sense. To somebody who is not, that might not make sense. So we need the right words. The right words that will resonate with the person we're sharing our faith with. Next slide, please. Yeah, it's already there. Paul equally said, pray for boldness. He said, it's one thing to have the right words, but it's another thing to be able to share those words without fear. And I guess probably that's the number one thing that stops us from sharing our faith. The fear of, will they want to listen to me? The fear of, will they turn me down? The fear of, they may just, you know, react to what I have to say. But we need boldness. We need courage to be able to share our faith. Next slide, please. But Paul equally said, let's pray for openness. Because when we're praying for boldness, that's for us. When we are praying for the right words, that's for us. But we equally pray for those who we are to engage with. We will pray that they are open to hear. Open to hear. So you may have the right words, you may have the right attitude, but you may not have the right timing. And that person might not be open to what you have to say. I remember just this Friday, I and Peter went around on a prayer walk. And just as we came around to the front of the church, we saw this guy from England Water listening. He poked his instrument down the drain and he was listening for weeks. So we stopped and we were talking in front of the church, and he came along with his equipment, you know, jolly young man, happy to do what he was doing. And we started engaging him in a conversation. And he was very, very open. So open that at the end, he allowed us to pray for him. But we engaged in a very good conversation. We talked about his job. We talked about, you know, the things he was doing. We talked about faith. And he even told us that he had been christened as a baby. And he was very open to us praying for him. So we had the right words, the right attitude, and there was openness. He was open to that. In fact, he said, if what we prayed for him came true, he said he'll be here knocking on the door. He'll be here as quick as possible. Then the next slide, please. Pray for discernment. Pray for discernment. This is kind of connected to being open. You just don't want to waste your time talking. You can sense when somebody is not open. Don't push it any further. Jesus said, when you go into a house and they don't receive you or receive your peace, take your shoes off, dust them, and move on your journey. Don't try pushing a door that is shut. Sorry. Yeah. You want me to shake it? All right. I'll look at it after. Is that okay? Good. So, it said discernment. There are some people who probably would react aggressively because of maybe a bad experience they've had, or maybe the hurt they've suffered. So he said, once you discern that, don't push that door. Don't push that door. So pray for the right words. Pray for boldness. Pray for openness. And pray for discernment. Now, the last slide. These are four parts of the prayer Eliezer prayed. Now, look at these lines closely and tell me which one is a prayer for boldness. Which one is a prayer for boldness or for courage or having the right attitude? Which one of those statements? First one, he said, grant me success because I'm about to do something that is not in my comfort zone. So I need success. I need you to give me that boldness to do what I'm about to do. Which one of them is a prayer for boldness? Oh, sorry. Is that what I just asked? Sorry. Prayer for the right words. Which one of them is prayer for the right words? The second one, he said, now let it be that the young woman to whom I say. So I'm going to be saying some things. So let it be that the woman to whom I say, please lay down your pitcher that I may drink. So he was praying for the right words, to be able to speak the right words. Which one is a prayer for openness? It seems almost logical, isn't it? The third one is, people were like, yes, the third one. He said, if she responds and she says, drink, and I will even give your camels a drink. So he said, give me the right words, but also openness of heart in the person I'll be speaking to. So the moment he spoke to Rebecca, she said, yes, she gave him a drink and gave all the 10 camels he took along drink as well. He didn't mention that to her, but he knew when she responded that she was the right one. Prayer for discernment. Very, very good. Very good. The last one. And the key word there is, and by this I will know. I will know. Discernment. I will know you've shown kindness to my master, Abraham. I will know that you have given me success. I will know that this person has received what I have to share. So these four keys are important and helpful whenever we want to share our faith. Because for some people, they may not be as bold to go on the streets like we do. I've had fun going on the streets for the past 2 weeks. In fact, the first person I asked said no. Well, it didn't matter. It was not just the right time. It was just the right time. In fact, one of the people we met this week was a Christian, or is a Christian. And we stopped her, had a conversation, and then she said, "Oh, I'm a Christian." Said, "Oh, that's good." And we rejoiced a bit on the street. And just before she left, because she was dashing off somewhere, I just felt the Lord say, "Tell her I'm giving her peace." So I said, "Just before you go, I just felt the Lord say, He's giving you peace." And tears welled up in her eyes. And I knew that meant a lot to her. I didn't know her, but it meant, and she didn't say anything after, but she just said, "Thank you." And she shook her hands. And God spoke to her. God spoke to her. Some people might not be able to do that. But wherever God has placed you, in your workplace, in school, in the pub, at the salon where you're doing your hair, those are places of opportunity. Remember, this guy wasn't just praying. He positioned himself first. He was by the well, where the girls would normally come to hang out. So are you by the well? Then when you're by the well, pray for an opportunity. You may just be in the supermarket and somebody just says hi, strikes a conversation. That might be an opportunity. So pray under your breath. "Lord, give me the right words. Give me the right words. I want to be a blessing to this person." I'll end with this. Years ago, I went for this conference in Harrogate in North Yorkshire. And it was similar to what I'm sharing now, teaching us how to share our faith and things like that. And then the guy said, "Now that we've learned what we've learned, we're going to go practice it." I thought, "Oh, yeah, good." So we all went into Harrogate town center. And it was a bright, warm, sunny afternoon. I think it was a World Cup year as well. So lots of people were around, people sunbathing and all sorts. And there was this group of young people sitting down, just having a chat, about six of them. And I was in a group of three. And we approached these young people. So the guy who was kind of leading us started introducing, he introduced us and was just chatting with them and, you know, "How's the weather, blah, blah, blah." And they were responding. So there was an openness there. And I was secretly praying. I said, "Lord, give us the right words. Give us the right words." And then the Lord impressed on my heart. He said, "The one right in front of you, ask him if his dog has just died." I was like, "Dog has just died." So with heart beating, I said, "Excuse me." He said, "Yeah." I said, "Has your dog just died?" He said, "Oh, how did you know that?" And the group entirely opened up to us. And before you know it, we started talking, and we shared Jesus with them, prayed with them. But that was just one thing that unlocked their conversation, unlocked their hearts. Because there was no way under heaven I would have known that. But God wanted me to share that with them. And they were like, it was like, "How did you know that?" And the whole group were now ready to hear. And we shared our faith with them. But like I said, that might not be your cup of tea. Your cup of tea might just be on the bus sitting beside somebody else. You know, sometimes you sit on the train, you don't want to be disturbed. And then there comes this person who just wants to tell you their life story. You know those times, those days where you're thinking, "I just want some peace and quiet." And the person just goes, "Yeah, blah, 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 blah." Could that be an opportunity to ask for the right words? Because they're already open. And they're offloading their lives on you. So I pray that we are sensitive to those opportunities that the Lord brings our way, that the Holy Spirit will help us to know and give us the boldness and the courage, the right attitude, so that we don't miss leading people into peace, into joy, into righteousness. Amen.